always be ready to walk away. This really applies to everything in life. This applies to your job. This applies to relationships. This applies to, friendships you have with guy friends, family, anything really. Always be ready to walk away when your manhood is being disrespected or compromised, when your self-respect is being compromised to meet someone else's demands, right? For example, let's say you're dating a woman or you're married to your wife, whatever, right? And she gives you some kind of ultimatum that compromises your manhood. Let's say she says, if you don't start, if you don't like, let's say she says, like, if you don't buy me this brand new house I want, I'm gonna leave you. Let's say she says something like that. Let's say your girlfriend says, like, if you don't buy me this object, I'm gonna leave you for this guy, or something like that, right? Now, here's the thing. When a woman makes an ultimatum like that to you, you've already lost her, okay? She's not your woman anymore. You sure as hell don't give in to her demands, right? Because that'll buy you a little bit more time if you give her what she wants, but she will lose all respect for you, and eventually the manipulation will only continue, and she'll have a new demand and a new demand, and it'll only get worse and worse. It's like you are now like her slave, right? The second you give in one time, you're now her slave, and you'll always be her slave. She'll keep extorting you, you know? It's like the prison rapist, right? If you let the prison rapist rape you one time, they'll rape you forever. You never let the prison rapist rape you, right? You die trying, right? You kill the prison rapist or die trying before you let the rapist rape you, right? You never bend over. You never give in, right? No matter what the cost is, even if it's your life, right? It's the same thing with women, right? It's the same thing with your job. If you have a boss that's making a ridiculous demand from you that compromises your manhood or they're belittling you, it doesn't matter how great the job is, how much money you're making, you be willing to walk away from all of it and live without, right? A pimp by the name of Gorgeous Dre once told a story that I found very interesting. He talked about how when he was still in the game pimping, he had two women that he was pimping, right? And one of them he liked a lot more than the other. She was making a lot more money for him. And the other girl was a brand new girl that he started pimping. And she wasn't really, she was still new, she wasn't making a lot of money for him yet. And the girl that was his favorite girl came to him and said, "I want you to get rid of this other girl, or I'm gonna stop pimping for you," right? The girl who's like his number one girl, that's making him the most money, that's his favorite one, came to him and said, "If you, I want you to get rid of this new girl and make me like your only girl, right? I don't want you to have her. I want it to just be me." You know what his reply was? He got rid of the main girl and sided with the new girl, even though she's not nearly as valuable as the main girl. Because he realized the second she made that ultimatum to him, the second she made him make a choice, he already lost her. So if he had sided with her and got rid of the new girl, the main girl a couple months later would do the same thing again. She'd keep doing it. Once a woman puts you in that position, you've already lost her, okay? Once a woman puts you in that decision, it's over. You never give her what she wants because she's gonna keep doing it again and again and again. It's like the prison rapist, I hate to use such a vulgar graphic comparison, but it's the same thing. It's like if you let the rapist in prison rape you one time, they're not gonna stop raping you. They're gonna rape you the whole time you're in prison. You shank them, you kill that, SOB. You die trying. You don't ever let that happen. No matter what the cost. Even if you have a knife to your neck, you take that knife in your neck before you let the prison rapist rape you, right? Same thing with women, Same thing with a woman who's given you an ultimatum. You're always willing to walk away. Same thing if you have a boss at the job that's demeaning you in front of your coworkers or dangling a promotion in front of you, trying to get you to, like, do humiliating stuff, kiss his butt in front of everyone, with the promise that you might get a promotion one day. You got to be willing to walk away from everything, at all times, no matter the consequence. And you've got to learn how to live without. See, the beautiful thing about being a minimalist, there isn't really anything in this world I want. And there really isn't anything in this world that someone can use to manipulate me. Because I don't want the sports car. I don't want the trophy wife. I don't want the big house. I don't want the millions of dollars. I don't care about anything. I don't hold on to this life that tightly, because I know one day I'm going to lose it anyway. One day I'm going to get old and die, you know, if I don't die sooner. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate my life and I'm grateful to be here, but I don't hold on to it too tight, because every single day it's slipping away from me a little bit more, right? Every single day I'm getting a little older than I was the day before. So there's no point in holding on too tight to this thing. You always got to be willing to walk away. And your manhood comes before everything, no matter how painful it is in the short term. It's always going to be more rewarding in the long term, right? Because once you compromise your manhood, once you bend over, once you give in, you're done. You've officially lost. Game over. You know, I'd rather die, like Tupac said, I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward, right? A coward dies 1,000 deaths, you know, a soldier dies but one time. You see what I'm saying? When you give in and you bend over for people and you let them extort you, you let women manipulate you, you let your boss manipulate you, whatever, it's like you're dying every single day. Every time you look in the mirror, it's like you're dying. You know, you sold your soul. You know, I'd rather die with my soul than sell it and be someone's pawn, you know, or be someone's boy or something like that. You always got to be willing to walk away. The price you pay for giving in and bending over is 1,000 times worse than the pain of walking away from something and keeping your manhood intact. You see what I'm saying? No matter what the consequence is, you'll always feel better in the long run and you'll be proud of yourself. You'll be like, wow, I walked away from that, right? I walked away from the girl that was the girl of my dreams, right? I talked about in a girl named Jasmine. She was my favorite girl of all. I've been with tons of women, and she was always the one that I dreamed of being with, right? She was the one I put on the pedestal. She was the one I fantasized about having the picket fence with the kids and the house and all that, you know, fairy tale fantasies. And I was willing to walk away from her. As painful as that was, I walked away from her, right? Once she started trying to get manipulative, I killed it, right? I ripped my own heart out and walked away from her. And it was excruciatingly painful. It was ridiculously painful for a few months, right? Unreal, the pain, right? I thought about her 24/7. But eventually I got over it. And I look back and I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I stood up for myself and I didn't give in. And I didn't, you know, submit to whatever demands she had. Or, you know, it's painful. The things that are painful in the short term will always pay off in the long term. And walking away from people, you know, who don't deserve you and people who try to extort you or use you or manipulate you, it's always going to be painful in the long term, but it's always the best decision, because you're going to have a newfound respect for yourself and you're going to realize there's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't live without anymore, right? When you give in to someone, you kill your identity, you kill your self-esteem, you kill your self-worth. And you're just a shadow of who you were. You look at yourself, you're just a hollow, empty puppet, you know, because you killed your personality, you killed your manhood to make someone else happy, you know, when they wouldn't ever do the same thing for you. These people that are asking you to do all these things you don't want to do, you know, that make you uncomfortable, don't think they'll ever do the same for you. Your boss will never do the same for you. Your girlfriend or your wife will never submit to that same expectation that she's trying to put on you that's unfair. So why should you do the same for her, right? Always be willing to walk away. That's the moral of the story, guys.